Hi, everyone.
Hi.
It's Lara and Ed.
And a new decade.
A new decade. A whole new decade. It's 2020. And you're listening to...
Hauling Ass.
Hauling Ass.
The last Hauling Ass.
The last Hauling Ass. For and that's, TBD.
It's sad.
It's sad. I hate to kick off your year with news that... this
but
is the
we
last
can't
episode.
Review candles forever.
I mean, we could.
We could?
I definitely could. I know you could, but your bank account can't.
Yeah, my bank account can't.
Did anyone guess the correct...
No, people overshot it by a lot. But there were a couple that were like on the lower end that were more what I did. Because people were guessing like tens of thousands. I was like, what do you know?
If this podcast kept going for like another 2 months, you might reach the 10,000.
But you know what, though? I actually have reached, at this point, pinnacle candle saturation, where I no longer browse. I did look at eBay for some Byredos. Okay, let's get real here
because Ed was like, I cannot spend any more in a candle. Cut to like 3 weeks later, the urge hit, and then
I found out that you can get really good deals on eBay.
How? Okay, so you bought some Byredo candles.
I got one
on eBay.
Candle on
Byredo. How much did you, what candle was it?
Fleur Fantôme,
which is your new favorite.
Which is my new favorite, and I want everyone to know that.
And how much did you pay for it?
I paid $50 for it, and it retails for $85.
Did you get the big one?
Yeah.
Okay, you made sure that it wasn't like
a small one.
240
grams.
Okay, and then my question is, I love a deal. I love a bid, but for eBay, I feel like it's like a dicey thing.
No, this was from like some beauty company that had like thousands of reviews, so it was legit.
Okay.
But there are some sketchy ones that I looked at that were like a lot from the Russian Federation, and I just was like, I was like, that could be a TBD.
Yeah, that seems pretty TBD.
But I feel secure that Fleur Fantôme is coming, and it's like a second. And it's one that I've been feeling the need to have an extra one is an extra safe feeling of backup. So it's like, if there's no emergency where I'll run out and like look in the mirror and scream.
Yeah. That was me with Mandarin tea where I was like,
you're like, there's no more.
No. And I just had, stress bought one so that I have one full one as a backup. But when that one starts to burn, then I'll need to find another backup somewhere.
That's when you know you're really a candlehead, when you need to know that there's backups.
I know. My Spiritus Sancti. Okay. So I've been
you're wanting
traveling.
A big wick one. I've
wanted that since the beginning of time, but I'm not in a place of $600 candle purchases.
Well, you do know you can get it for $450 on Matches.
I'm not still really in a place of $450 candle purchases. So, but I have been traveling a lot for like the holidays, and I took candles with me when I traveled so that I would be able to light them in a hotel room or light them in the Airbnb. And I took my Spiritus Sancti to Joshua Tree and for the Airbnb. And it was truly, I can't recommend it enough.
Seems like a place where Spiritus Sancti would thrive.
It was a real vibe. The Airbnb was called like a Hygge cabin. So it was like really cozy. And then you would have, excuse me.
I'm turning the chime off.
Wow.
Well, I'm just,
no respect.
I'm turning
no respect for the art of podcasting. Zero respect.
I forgot that the time was on.
Here.
So go on. Jesus Christ.
We were in this like cute, cozy desert Airbnb, and then Spiritus was burning, and I was with my best friend and her husband, and I was just like, it's so nice to be able to share a top-notch, one of my favorite candles with some of my favorite people, and they are really deserving of that.
Did they like it?
They liked it. They didn't love it as much as I truly wanted them to, but that's okay, because that candle isn't for everyone, and that's why
I
like it so much.
When I have a good friend that doesn't like a candle that I love, it does make me pause and like feel a little...
I need
a little time.
A betrayal.
I need a little time to like process and deal... Otherwise, I would just lash out.
I can tell
it makes
when
me mad.
You've been irritated that like I haven't shared your views on some candles, but I don't hold it against anyone.
I try not to, but it's hard.
The more people that don't like Spiritus Sancti, the more Spiritus Sancti in the world for me to enjoy.
Do you think there's like a shortage?
I don't know. I just get nervous. I don't know. So now I'm having Spiritus anxiety where mine's halfway gone and I need
a backup.
I really need it. Because even when
you can
don't
get it for
light
$80
it,
on Matches.
I have to smell it every day to feel secure.
You light it every day?
No, I don't light it every day, but I sniff it every day. Every time I pass by it, like, I like to either look at it and make eye contact with it or pick it up and just sniff it. And it really, it does something for me.
It's
my emotional support candle, my ESC.
I just now have candles decoratively placed everywhere that I just don't even know what mood I'm in sometimes. I actually often will spend like 5 to 10 minutes thinking about like, what is this? It's kind of like, what food do you want to get delivered? Like, what are you in the mood for? I'm like, what scent am I in the mood for? And it changes every day.
Oh, every day is it's a winding road with these candles.
Like yesterday I had like a profound alchemy moment where I created a scent that I want to make myself of 3 different candles. One that's new that we're going to review. And Fleur Fantôme plus a rose candle. And it was just like flower heaven plus this new one that smells like a garden dirt zone in a good way. And it was...
You really vibed
it was
out.
Everything I've been looking for.
I love that. I need more storage. Like I need to buy furniture to store the candles that I have because I truly don't have a place to put them because my apartment's
You need a carrying case for your traveling.
No, I was like, I need to buy like a credenza or something that I can put all these candles in. And so that's when your candle spending like doubles is when you have to buy like a big piece of furniture to store
specifically
your candles.
4 candles.
Yeah, because I just don't have any storage.
What if I just turned my guest bedroom into a candle storage room?
You could.
Yeah, and just took the bed out and just put thousands of candles in there.
I wouldn't put it past you to get to that point.
Please.
You found a really good you've now maybe...
A reader sent that to me, actually.
Over into candle accessories.
No, someone sent it to me and was like, said, this is next level safety.
Oh, and what was it?
It was the $450 Byredo leather candle carrying case.
That is peak.
That is
safety.
So insane.
You need that.
I don't care about that though, oddly. I mean,
but
I would
wouldn't
take
you just
it.
Like to have it?
Sure, but I would never spend the money on that.
Yeah, but
never.
Like if someone gave it to you,
I would be like, thank you.
You
thank you so much. I would feel really comfortable flying with candles more.
Would you write a thank you note to them? Or would it just be more of like an emphatic thank you?
I would probably write a thank you note to someone.
Would you feel the need to like return the favor with like some candle love? Or would it just be like a take and enjoy?
A take and enjoy.
I love that.
Wait, I want to just piggyback on what you were talking about earlier.
What?
And I too brought candles to my friend's cabin in Arrowhead.
Which candles did you bring?
That's so annoying. I brought my Christmas Sear minis because it was Christmas.
Oh, that's nice.
And we were like all there in the snow with a tree. And it was just, we made that A-frame feel like a Sear Christmas explosion.
And it was like a snow explosion too. Yeah. So it felt
It was really like, I felt like I was truly transported to a new world of luxury, snow luxury.
I love that.
Even though we lost power, which is not very luxurious.
That's not luxurious, but when you have seers to lead you through the darkness, then the luxury levels go up again.
And they also do kind of, they're like a guiding force in life.
Did you light them all at once or was it one at a time?
Usually one at a time, but I did light Gabriel and Fur together because they mix well.
Okay, I love that.
Nazareth was more of like if you're... having it's like
Nazareth's a good cooking candle.
Yeah because it's all cinnamon and spicy.
Yeah,
I don't think I'd buy Nazareth, but I enjoyed having a mini one of it.
Yeah,
however, Gabriel
is one of your tops.
It's pretty major.
Don't
but
they,
it is wintery.
They make that
for me. They make a regular. 5 rick of that one.
They do, but they make it, you can get it year round too.
Yeah,
I love that. Well, I meant to do this. Oh wait, one other discovery that we found out about on your eBay journey was that there's a whole market for the candle boxes.
Oh, or used candle
vessels
that are fully burned out that people just want to like flex
for clout, I guess. Like,
that's insane to me.
So there, you can sell your Sear Trudon boxes on eBay. Were there bids on those?
I don't know. I didn't really spend that much attention on it, but it was literally a lot of listings of boxes.
I love that.
For like $15 for a box. I mean, I don't know. I never have sold a single thing on eBay before because I don't understand how to like the process of going to the post office just seems annoying to me.
Yeah, the post office sucks.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, no one wants to do that. Yeah. The post office is like, feels so covered wagon to me.
I just hate it. I hate it. I hate the post office and I hate the DMV. I think everyone agrees.
Yeah.
I just made an appointment for the DMV today because, you know, we have to get those real ID cards now.
You have to get them, though, by like October.
Yeah, but I just like decided to do a little task today.
I love that.
Yeah. You know, checklist. With a lot of things to do.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I should maybe, though, what if I just, like, maybe there's some hunters out there looking for my Sear boxes or my Le Objet boxes.
I'm ready to
What if list. I made, like, a couple $100 selling my old boxes?
That would be a power move. That You'd recoup chic. Some of the costs yeah. of your expenses over the course
that
of the
would
podcast.
Be chic. If anyone's interested in buying some boxes for me,
DM.
Just slide into my DMs.
You might actually get DMs looking for the boxes.
That's a new level. Like that's a new level of randomness I don't understand. But maybe I'll get there.
Maybe you'll get
and
there.
And also, since I've been having some tunneling issues, we both, me and you, were texting and discovered that basically Diptyque makes all these like little glass surrounders that help like evenly burn.
Mm-hmm. Help ensure. But you know what I've found is that Diptyque, if it has a tunnel, it can self-resolve a tunnel.
Yeah, because it's not too wide.
Yeah, those candles are perfect. Like they've self-resolved every tunnel issue I've ever
Sears
had.
Sears can be difficult.
Sears could be difficult, but I'm very careful with my burn on a Sear. And then I did, over the course of this podcast, have one tunnel tragedy that was I was unable to bounce back from, and that was from the LAFCO candle that a reader sent me that ended up being actually one of my favorite candles, the Royal Iris.
What
and
happened?
I would light that one every day, and I think the first burn I just fucked the first burn, and then it tunneled, and I think maybe I would say 25% of the candle is still left, but I can't, the wick has burned down so low. It's too late.
When there's the wick to the side wax ratio gets out of whack,
there's no bouncing
nothing
back.
You can do. You have to. The only thing you can do is actually just scrape the wax out
mm-hmm.
around it and just get whatever's left below the wick height.
Yeah, but there's nothing left below the wick
height.
It's a true tunnel tragedy, and I can't bring myself
a
to
TT
throw
tunnel
the candle
trash.
Away because there's still so much wax left.
What are you
so
going to do?
I don't know. Like, I'll have to let go and let
you
God
could like
someday.
Melt it in a pan and just have it simmer.
No. No, I don't think so.
Wait, but also...
But it makes me really sad.
If someone had told me a year ago that I would know all about tunneling, the first burn... It's like, we've learned a lot in this pod.
We've learned so much.
Looking back at these six episodes, or five in this, it's incredible where we've come. Like... Wick trimming, the first burn, I would have never known. Never in a million years knew the first burn was an issue.
No.
Did you?
No, I didn't. But I knew that wick trimming was essential.
I knew it was a thing.
I wasn't wick trimming just yet, but I was in my own way because I was just...
I still don't
I would take just a Kleenex and like tear the wick off because I couldn't take like a long wick with like a bubble at the end. Really made me feel unsafe. But then now... By the end of the first episode, I had bought a wick trimmer. By the end of the actually first episode we ever recorded, Hauling Candles, I went immediately to Delirium and got
a
wick trimmer.
I keep losing my
wick trimmer.
And now
I'm obsessed with trimming wicks.
And I need to hire someone to trim my wicks once a week.
It's a job that takes about 10 minutes each time I go to every candle.
Because there's too many candles. We need new furniture, a professional wick trimmer.
Yeah, so this podcast has actually created a lot of need for me that I didn't foresee having, where I now need so much more than I needed before doing this podcast.
You I think in a way you're more jazzed on that 450 leather Byredo candle holder than I am. I can really see you appreciating it.
I still haven't taken a plunge and bought myself a Byredo.
Ooh.
Because the price point just doesn't feel...
But the Sears are more.
But the Sears, you get more wax.
No, you get a lot with them.
You get more in the Sears.
Look how many grams are in a Sear. Because it's 240 in the Byredo.
Well, I like getting the Sears on sale. Because
yeah, it's now
it's
the
a
only...
power move to be able to get Sears at a discount price. So I feel like I'm getting a deal. I don't like paying a full price for Byredo.
But I'll tell you this. You can buy Byredos brand new from reputable companies on eBay for $10 under at least.
Okay.
So that's a hot tip for people.
That is a hot tip.
It's just like...
They don't actually have a very good selection because I looked then and
it's random. You know, you can't get everything you want in the world.
Well, but... I want it all. Yeah. I'm not willing to make compromises.
You could have gotten a Burning Rose auction that just someone got it for $62.
I don't want a Burning Rose auction. That wasn't my favorite rose. See, I feel like...
I want Vanquish forever. Vanquish, Fleur Fantôme, and Apocalyptic and Woods. Those four, if they made five wicks, I'd probably have to like sell the house. I wouldn't have a home to burn
270
them.
270 grams in the Sears. So
there's
more.
30 grams more.
Yeah.
All right.
That means a lot to me.
Zero tunnel issues with these, though, just so you know.
I love that. Okay, we should get into
okay,
it.
Okay.
Okay, so
sorry about that.
Last week, I mentioned that I got Ed, or on the last episode of Hauling Ass, I mentioned that I got Ed a Christmas present, and then I had forgotten to bring it, which was devastating, and I like couldn't get it here.
We spent an hour last time. You were trying to figure out how to get it like, post-made over.
I worked every angle to try and get this candle from West Hollywood to Silver Lake, and it just wasn't happening. But I brought it today, so I want to have you...
Should we start with that?
Yeah, I want to start
with
that.
Start with a bang?
Because I'm really excited. I just want to
know... Oh, my God.
I want to know how good...
I have not gotten your Christmas gift candle yet, which you reminded me to do. You were like, I'm going to Hawaii this weekend. A perfect time for you to go get me my gift.
Well, because you...
But I need to go to Candelarium.
Every time we talk about it, you're like, oh, I'm going to get it. And then you're like, but I didn't get it.
I'm in school. I need to go to Candelarium.
Yeah. So I just wanted to know, because I went to Candelarium and I wanted to get you a gift. And then I was looking around and I just like, I went out on a bit of a limb, but not really. I don't know. I just want you to open it.
Oh my God. Okay.
And I want to put you on the
spot. So it's in a red bag from Candelarium.
Okay.
Made in France. Cartier Frères.
So this
1884,
is a brand. Yeah.
Which makes me feel safe immediately.
I know.
History.
It's safe.
I need historical context for my candle.
And France is a safety level.
But now I don't see the scent. Which
we'll
I
go around to the...
Tomato. You know I love tomato.
I know.
That's no limb.
I know. It's not really a limb, but it could be, because you never know. Maybe it could be a tomato scent that you don't enjoy or that doesn't speak to you.
What if it was ketchup-y?
Yeah.
Then like, I would hate it.
You know
it.
What I mean? Like a sugary, sweet, caramel ketchup.
Ew. Like vinegary. Oh my God. First of all, I love the box because it makes me feel safe, first of all. And it's like, just reminds me of like relatives that have like cute old floral wallpaper that's mm-hmm. soothing.
It's a soothing packaging.
It's immediate smell out. I don't even have to put my nose to it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Did I do good?
Immediate A.
Yes.
If this has the throw.
It has a throw.
That,
per the Delirium guys.
Okay.
No, because I asked them, because I was sniffing another tomato candle, but then I was like, what do you have? I need tomato that like has a really amazing throw.
Are you enjoying your Joe Malone tomato?
Yeah.
It's a morning one for me. It's mm-hmm. like rise and
daytime.
Shine.
There's only certain hours that can be burned.
It's not a when night.
I'll tell you this, though, which really takes my safety levels down, which is not an issue with the candle, but the packaging. I think Joe Malone glues the ribbons onto the sides of the candle and I can't get the stickiness off. So then every time I touch the candle, there's a sticky glue residue from like the packaging, the way it
That's
was like
literally like,
and so that
really
takes
unsafe.
It, that takes it down.
You're like,
to like
need to lock the
I really avoid
check.
It. Cause every time I touch it, I get like a sticky and then I have not only get the sticky, but I have to come to terms with the fact that there's no way to get the stick off the side. So it just makes me feel deeply unsafe.
Joe Malone needs to do that.
They need to figure it out.
Also, they need better... Like, they're doing fine, but I don't like their branding.
I don't mind it. It feels like...
This, on the other hand, literally looks like an old French, like...
It's like a grandmother.
...illustration of a tomato plant that you would find on a postcard that someone's selling in one of those old green wooden things by the Seine in Paris. It's a white...
So...
How many? 6.5 ounces.
It's a good ounce.
It's bougie.
It's bougie.
I always wonder if you, like...
What bougie perfume
is it, like,
means?
The price point?
No.
Or does it mean that, like, the ingredients are, like, really special?
I don't think the French use bougie like we use bougie.
Well, I know, but it's, like, only... I've only seen it on, like, Byredo uses it. This company uses it. Diptyque uses it. But then I'm, like, picking up this other land, and it doesn't say bougie perfumery on the bottom.
Now I'm trying to find... Bougie just means a wax candle.
Over Roses Bougie Perfumery...
I mean, that's another French brand, I'm pretty sure.
But Byredo's Swedish. If anyone knows the answer, please let us know. Okay, I
Ew,
love
Ew, my God.
This.
Listen.
What?
A bougie not only means a wax candle. That just is, I think, means just candle in French.
Oh.
But the second, you want to know what else a bougie is?
What?
A slender instrument introduced into a body canal, especially the urethra or rectum, for dilating it. So
oh my God.
Meetings.
Bougie.
Wow. It's a medical term as well as like a great.
Wait, I had no idea that bougie just meant a wax candle.
I guess.
I thought it meant bourgeois. Oh, well. That changes the way I look at things.
French readers, weigh in. Because yeah. I don't know. That was a quick Google search.
I'm so excited to light this in the morning.
So you're happy with it.
Very happy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Because this smells like a tomato garden.
But they do put a little perfume in it, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I like a perfume.
Sometimes you don't want it just like the pure scent.
So this is the candle that actually put Candle Delirium on the map.
The tomato one?
The tomato one.
Why?
And this brand, they got a write-up in the Wall Street Journal, and they were announced that they were carrying this brand. It was like about the store, and then they were like, they're going to start selling Carrier Furet, or however the hell you say it, tomato candles. Then, after that article came out,
was it their first?
Their phone rang off the hook with people ordering, like, tons and tons and tons of the candle, like pre-ordering, just like desperate to get their hands on this tomato candle. Then they like took all these orders and placed them. And when this candle was being shipped from France to the United States, the shipping container fell off the boat,
what?
Sunk to the bottom of the ocean. So everyone had to wait 6 more weeks.
Are you telling me that there's like thousands of these candles in the ocean?
Our next episode of Hauling Ass.
We need to scuba dive and go on an expedition to reclaim
those candles.
These are
Indiana Jones. Like, there is a
shipping
containers
waterproof?
I don't know. Readers weigh in. Are they waterproof? There's about $1.2 million of candles in a shipping container of this candle.
Screw buried treasure. I want buried candles.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, we gotta go.
Oh my God. And everyone had to wait.
And they said, you know what? That's fine.
When
we'll
did
wait and
Candle
patient.
Delirium open?
I don't know. We'll have to get that info.
What do you rate this?
I rate that an A. Absolutely. An A for absolutely. I almost bought one for myself, but then I felt like I just wanted...
You didn't want to over-influence yourself.
Yeah, I didn't want to over-influence. And I was like, you know what? It'll be there. I'm going to come back to this brand because I also
You literally
really
live
like,
so close to it. You could literally...
It's dangerous.
You could lime scooter over and just like any time of day. I'm glad I don't live near it.
It's
because it would be a problem for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
But also I will say this. I love that there's a brick and mortar shop for the candles and it's important to smell IRL, but they never have deals IRL. It's like deals are only online.
Yeah. There's not a lot of deals at Delirium.
No.
They don't put the deal in Delirium.
No.
Okay, good. I'm glad that that was a success.
But also just a side note. I want to know if anyone else knows of an exclusively only candle shop in other cities. There's not that many.
That is truly a candle.
Just candles. Because I've seen candles and perfume together, like Scent Bar, I think is like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I want to know if
that on Beverly.
Maybe there's one over there, but there's also something over at the Row that I thought had that name, like Smell Bar. I don't remember.
Yeah, there's not a lot of places that just have candles and
that are that committed.
Mix. Yeah, that are like, truly that just don't all even about
want
candles.
To sell other things. They're just like, no.
I love that they don't sell other
I
things.
Have to give hats off to Candelarium. I mean, I think their font could use an update. And honestly, I would offer Simon's help for that if they are interested.
I love that.
I will give them free.
I love your offering.
I will offer my boyfriend's expertise and chic vibes in exchange for just a couple candles, not a lot.
You've gotten to a new candle low, which is peddling out your significant other for your candle benefit.
He would have fun at the store picking candles, though.
Well, what? Why? Okay.
We'll talk about it later. Mm-hmm. If you're listening, Candle Delirium, do they listen?
I told them about the podcast when I was in there last time.
Jesus.
I know. It's a okay. real candle mecca.
So we got to move on.
We have to move on. Can we move on to...
You want
to
pick?
Let's do these two jasmine candles.
Okay.
Because I've been on the search.
And you still haven't found.
I've been on the search for a perfect jasmine, and I'm getting really close. And these candles are really close. But I am... Like, I just have a lot. I'm a high-maintenance jasmine bitch.
Yeah, you have, like...
I have a special...
Big demands.
So, if anyone has, like, Mae Lindstrom...
You want that sickly sweet thing you said.
There's a beauty brand called Mae Lindstrom, and she makes a jasmine facial spray. It retails for $70, which is not cheap. But it is the perfect scent of jasmine that I want in a candle. So, if anyone knows that reference and can recommend, I'll take it. Okay, so okay. The first jasmine candle, I found this one in Santa Cruz.
And I'm going to preface this with, jasmine's not my favorite smell.
Yeah, you don't like jasmine.
No, I like it. Like, I have jasmine in my garden. It's like, I look forward to when it blooms, but it's not something that I need to, like, have a candle for.
Yeah, it's a real...
But if someone gave it to me, I'm like, I like it.
Smell that's so close to my heart. So this, it edges there, and this has, at first, kind of a shock. Like, it's strong, but then has a great throw. And I'm pretty sure it's a clean candle brand.
Mm. Wait, I want to compare, though, before I rate. This is the other one?
Yeah. The other one is a reader, Amanda, sent in.
I like this one more. Because it's stronger.
The Santa Cruz one.
Yeah. Picake Jasmine.
Yeah.
By Makana.
Makana, which is a candle brand. I don't know. I've never heard of it. That one, I think, was like $45, maybe?
Chic.
$50.
It is comforting, Jasmine.
It is comforting.
And it reminds me of summer being, like, kind of hot and, like, summer and, like, these sort of, like, silly nights where you're, like, just roaming around, like, outside doing stuff with friends.
Yeah. It makes me feel like I'm, like, at the Parker.
It also makes me feel like I'm younger, too.
It does. Makes me feel younger.
Right? Oh, my mm-hmm. God. We're on the same page with that.
So the Makana, yeah.
Which is an important thing to feels. So immediately I'm giving it a higher grade for making me feel younger.
Okay. What's your grade?
I give that... An A-. It's great.
Same. I'm an A- with Makana. Oh, this one did calm down. So this is Night Jasmine by Clo Fu Lan, inspired by nature.
I love that.
And this calmed down. It's good, though. And it has a pretty good throw. It has a strong throw.
Also, not to, like, keep interrupting the reviews, but I have to say another huge thing that I want to just quickly discuss is that I've really come to realize that throw is so much more important than I ever realized.
Yeah.
Like, if it doesn't have throw, what is the point? And so I kept convincing myself for certain candles that didn't have throw that I'm like no. You said, like, you're like, oh, it's okay. It's still good to burn. But then it's like, it just makes me angry. That is literally like burning money.
Yeah. Or it's you have just, to cover, I don't, if a candle doesn't have throw, because now I'm starting to get a little bit worried about how much air I'm breathing that's like candle influenced air. Mm-hmm. And I'm like concerned about that.
Love that.
So if I'm going to be maybe poisoning myself or like exposing myself to like toxins, I need the throw to be huge. I need to be in heaven.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to have just be breathing in air that's air that I don't really truly love.
Yeah.
But I would give this.
I would give that one B.
Yeah, I'd give it a B.
Oh, wow, we're same rating on these.
I know. I give it a B plus.
Okay. We'll switch it up. Do you want to read any descriptions for these ones or not?
Let's see if I can find them.
Is there a price point for the second one?
We didn't even read descriptions for that tomato one. that brand is chic. I wish that we were doing more hauling ass so we could go through, because their brand is like kind of just like...
It's like old lady, and I like it.
It's old French lady brand.
Which I love.
Yeah, it's a really... And they have like Lily of the Valley.
I resonate with old ladies in other countries, not here.
Floral.
Like, I love an old British lady. I love an old French lady. I love an old Italian lady. I love an old Japanese. I love old ladies in other countries. Mm-hmm. I don't love old ladies in America.
I love old ladies in America. Just all right. Not all old ladies in America.
I like some.
Why do old ladies...
We should do a hauling ass with old ladies. Oh my God. Should we go to like a senior center and just rate and review people? And be like, Dorothy, I give her a C. She smelled weird and it's not my favorite.
Send us like videos of the old ladies you know in your life. Like that you grandmothers. Think would be great to and review. Then we'll do a grandma haul. It's so mean. You're like, she's weird. I give her a C. Not my favorite old lady.
Not my fave. C minus. We do need ideas for what to haul for singular episodes. So if anyone out there has any ideas, please let us know.
Just comment at us and
make a thread on the Facebook group and like do some, just spitball your ideas, what you want to hear hauled. Because we're going to keep hauling. We just need to take a break from candles.
There will be more hauls.
Yeah. It's just like, should it be food, a type of food? Should it be?
I think this is a Hawaiian brand.
Oh.
Which is chic.
Which one?
Makana. Named by Princess Kai Luani after the graceful peacocks that roamed her palace gardens, the Tainé Pikake blossoms over the most alluring jasmine fragrance, especially in the evening when the petals open to the starlit sky.
Chic.
Top, bergamot petitgrain. Middle, jasmine sambac, sampoguita, orange blossom, fern. Base, ambrette. Okay, that's a good... That's
I like giving that. Me... I might influence myself with that someday, but I have so many candles to burn.
It's a really good one.
But I don't have a jasmine profile in the house, which is starting to make me feel unsafe.
Mm-hmm. It's a good downstairs candle for you.
Yeah. Or it's a good upstairs bathroom, because my upstairs bathroom opens out into so many areas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I feel like it has a good spread.
You nailed it.
I nailed it. I wonder what the Diptyque jasmine is like. Have you smelled it?
Yeah, I don't think I liked it.
Hmm.
No, I have smelled it. And actually, a reader sent one to me a long time ago, and I did like it. But it's not exactly what I want. So if I could
too
find...
Too perfumed?
I don't know. It just didn't hit...
You want a
hit,
purer essence, probably.
Yeah, it just didn't hit that right note for me.
Tomato is truly like a morning, like sleepyhead, like good morning... And especially in California, if it was snow outside, I would feel weird with the tomato.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The other jasmine, the Chloe Fu Lan one, Chloe Fu Lan, that one is a better price point. It's $17.
Oh, chill.
For a good, strong jasmine throw.
For solid B.
Yeah.
That's great. B $17.
It's a good deal.
Really good deal. It's also like a cute little metallic container, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so speaking of throw, I want to move on to one of the most iconic power moves a candle company has ever done. Was so this guy that I know in Chicago was like, my friend is making a candle, and his company is called, Field and Florist.
Mm-hmm. Chic named.
And the candle, I think they only make one candle, which is also kind of a power move. Mm-hmm. Where it's just like, that's our scent. Deal with it.
Yeah. Releasing one candle at a time, and then you wait like 2 or 3 years before you release the next one. That's
true
something
power.
That I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm interested in it too. The scent is called Ferula. And so the guy was like, my friend's starting this company or starting a candle. I don't know what else they do. I think they might be a florist as well, or a floral designer. I can't remember. Will you Google Field and Florist?
Mm-hmm.
But then what was so amazing is that he linked me to the Instagram, and they had a full-blown candle preview, like a cinematic journey, which
that
was honestly what I think every company needs to do.
A huge power move.
Yeah. It's like you don't smell anything, but you get all the visuals and all the excitement. You get turned into a twizzle about it.
Yeah.
Like, when I saw that, I immediately was like, wow, I need this. And thankfully, they agreed to send us two, which is great because we don't have to divide. Thank you.
That was honestly, thank you so much. A huge, kind thing to do for my mental health.
And also for the two of ours relationship.
Yeah, it's better.
You don't want us to fight.
No.
But then it comes in the mail, guys, in this gorgeous cylinder box that's actually great design and layout, in
the
my opinion. It's
really
chic
beautiful.
As fuck. It's gorgeous.
Gorgeous, yeah.
And then it has a cute ribbon pull at the top, which I also appreciate. Power move. We just
pull it off.
Well, whatever. It just looks cool. But then we're having a first on hauling ass. A fully, is it granite?
Like marble?
Marble. I mean, it's a marble candle case with a chic cap on it that says F&F.
Yes.
And then it's basically, it's one of the most powerful candles you could have in your house. Like the look, like it will grab people's attention.
It's hot.
It makes people wonder what who you are, how you found out about it. Like, and then to be like, I have a marble candle is truly like, it's heavy.
It's cold to the
touch. Cold to the touch, heavy.
The wax is really pretty in it.
The wax, it burns beautifully. It's shiny.
My only question though, I'm obsessed with the scent.
The scent is wild though, and I want to explain to people. You need to read their description and then we'll.
So the scent, when you take it off, the throw is so strong, but it's not a headache inducing.
No.
It's truly like an enveloping you and takes you right to the forest.
And also I want more of the garden, in my opinion. Takes me to the garden. Like, So the other thing is I burned this one. This has one of the strongest throws of any candle I've ever owned.
Wow.
So it's like, it literally is like upstairs. I can smell it when I'm burning downstairs.
Ugh, I love that.
And it pairs really well with any floral scent because it's basically, in my opinion, it smells like you're digging in the garden and it's the smell of like wet, like produce and like dirt. It's a very dirt smell. It's extremely unique. It's not for everyone. And so I want to warn people, this is not, if you don't like the smell of dirt, you may not like this because I find it smells like wet earth, dirt kind of, right?
Yeah, it's reminding me of the rain candle, but it's not nearly the same scent, but no. In the way that it smells very just like organic materials.
Yeah, it's transporting.
This is saying 8 fluid ounces, which is impressive because this vessel does not look like it doesn't look like that much. It looks kind of small, which would be my only hesitation with this candle. But otherwise, I believe
it retails for $75.
Ferula, sun-warmed farm soil, green stems, galbanum, geosmin, French lavender, mylette, beeswax, absolute, Sri Lankan nutmeg, pink peppercorn, coriander seed, driving across states, Texas cedarwood, aged patchouli, vetiver, mossy notes, castoreum, traces of magnolia blossom, city vapors.
I can't recommend this enough.
A candle that smells like the entire world. It basically is what they're saying.
Yeah. And it also, it truly transports you to a place in a way that not many candles do because it's a scent that no one else I've ever smelled has done this scent. So it's truly unique. There's no genre of like wet dirt, but it works.
Yeah.
I think honestly, if they're listening, I love it. The only thing I could add is, you know how like with the tomato, there's just a hint of perfume. Mm-hmm. I could use a hint of perfume in this.
I like it the way it is.
Okay.
I think it's like, it's really like a Tomb of the Eagles or rain candle that transports me to like, just like nature. And now I'm imagining like being on a road trip and like,
getting out of the car and it also does smell
like that too.
But it is not perfumey, so people know that. Yeah. And it is very much a unique scent that maybe not everyone would love, but I have to say I give it an A.
I give it an A as well.
Wow.
And it's freezing cold inside your hand.
Yeah.
And like you hold it and you're just like, oh my God, it's so cold. But you know it will warm up.
You could do aerobics with it. It's like a heavy candle.
It's heavy. And it has the top, which you know I love, has become a very important thing to me.
They basically hit it out of the ballpark.
Yeah, this candle's insane.
Field.
I like a candle also that weighs like 10 pounds.
Yeah, that's a new thing that I'm going to start looking for is weight.
Because I need, and Sears.
A flimsy candle? No.
Light candles, they throw me. I will be honest.
Where's the case again? I want to. It's Field and what?
Field and Florist.
Yeah.
Ferula.
What's on there?
Really
what else
major.
Do they sell?
They sell. They do floral design.
They're in Chicago.
If I was getting married, I would want them to do my floral design.
Yeah.
And then I would want my whole wedding to smell like this.
To smell like Ferula?
Mm-hmm.
I love.
Just like keep it all in the same brand. Or if they wanted to design me.
Your signature, like you're the prince, like yes, Harry and Meghan's.
I want to work with Meghan's them wedding. And have them do floral design for my wedding.
And create a signature scent for your wedding.
And create a signature scent. So if you're listening, I literally have no wedding on the horizon, so this can be a long work in progress.
Yeah.
I don't even really want to get married, but the thought of these flowers and then candles makes me really want to get married. Things up. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to have some sort of event with a ton of flowers and candles. It's basically all I do in life is try to get as many candles as possible and flowers. There's a lot of flowers around right now. Have you noticed?
Mm-hmm.
But there often are here. You know, they like to keep flowers around.
Yeah.
They go well with candles. Although I don't love this one. This is, looks like a clown.
They do collaborative image series. Everything. This is chic. Their website's really chic.
They're killing it.
They're really killing it.
This is a beautiful gift. You'll want to save the container. Maybe put like sugar cubes in it or something. Who knows?
It would be a good sugar cube or matches.
Yeah. It's just like a really
good bathroom container. If you wash it out and get it all totally clean, put Q-tips in it.
Yeah. But Q-tips are bad for you. But yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
They just shove wax in.
They don't shove it in.
They do. You can.
What about the wax that you're getting up just from the ridge of your ear?
Can I tell you something amazing that I just got a month ago?
What? Yeah.
I got a $3 on Amazon ear cleaning kit that's all these little metal instruments that you scrape, and they like are different shapes for different types of things, and it's changed the game for me.
Really?
I never have any wax anymore. I'm waxless.
You gotta,
and it also gets
me.
A good itch. What?
You gotta link me.
Yeah, it's like $3. Like, it's like, why not?
So then, but then what do you just wipe those on like a Kleenex or something? Yeah. Do you have to like do any
No, I eat it.
Do you have to do any sort of like toweling afterwards? Like,
just wipe it off. It's metal.
Yeah, I need to really get rid of my Q-tip habit.
It's not good for you.
Well, it's not good for the environment.
It's just not good in general.
I think I can be autonomous about my Q-tip use, and I can say with confidence it is good for me.
Well, do you use it also for makeup, Q-tips?
Every once in a while. Hmm. Okay. So just like if I need to.
I will say aesthetically, it does make me feel safe when I walk into someone's bathroom and there's like a cute container holding a bunch of Q-tips.
Like a huge cluster.
Even though I don't want them, a tight cluster. Or they're kind of, they're sort of spiraled a little bit. I like them when they're tilted but in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel like I'm like, okay, like I'm in a place of safety.
I feel really happy just even thinking about Q-tips right now.
But I don't think they're good for you or the environment.
I think they're bad for both.
Honestly, just get one thing of Q-tips. Keep it in your bathroom as like an aesthetic choice. And that's it.
Yeah. You never replace them. They're just there.
And only if you have like a weird guest that like feels the need to use it, like let them use it.
Mm-hmm. You're really just getting Q-tips for other people.
Yeah.
But
mostly for your safety, your visual safety in the bathroom. You know what I don't love seeing,
though?
Part of
my huge safety is...
I don't love seeing those cotton... circular pads. What do you call those that you...
Oh, yeah.
What are those called?
Just like cotton pads or something?
I don't love seeing those in the bathroom. That doesn't always make me feel very safe.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like, really? Like, do we need to have this on display?
You don't like them on display.
Yeah.
But you just... If they were in the bathroom...
Oh, if they're in
and
the...
You didn't
if
know
they're
about
in
it.
The, like, medicine cabinet, fine.
Yeah, there is something
but I don't,
about
some
those
people display those.
I display mine.
Okay. Well, we have to talk.
Well, I'm like thinking about my safety levels. I like having them around. And for me, just personally, day to day, they make me feel safe.
They're definitely safer than cotton balls.
Yeah. Can't speak on knowing about like other safety levels or caring when it comes to those. But with the Q-tips, I care.
I care about all of it.
Just fucking love Q-tips. And really just the Q-tips brand, because I've tried other brands of Q-tips. We should haul Q-tips.
What are they called? They're the same as
Q-tips
chapstick.
Q-tips is the only thing. And Kleenex.
Yeah. What would you call that? Well, you can call Kleenex tissues.
Mm-hmm. Hauling tissues. Should we just haul paper products and say which ones are our favorite?
Could be an interesting move. There's a lot of paper products out there.
There's so many.
I'd love to haul like a paper bag. Be like, don't love it.
I mean, there are some paper bags that I don't
love. Some I love and some I don't love.
Yeah.
I hate a thin paper bag that's like for like a bottle or something that just like immediately breaks, has no handle. And it's just like, what's the point? Like, I'm not trying to drink on the street and hide it. I feel like that's the only point of it.
Yeah.
Is for like public drinking to be like, that's juice, officer.
Yeah. I don't mind those paper bags. I kind of like them.
Wow. Okay.
They're good for transportation.
They're so thin, they could almost be toilet paper.
No. Unless you're down for a rough journey.
Well, if you're just like in the... If you're in a crunch, I'd use it.
Okay, let's move
okay,
on.
Okay, back.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Should we do more reader ones?
Yeah, here's another one. Do you want to do this one?
Yeah, let's do that one.
Because this one's called...
Ed, that wick is making me feel so unsafe. Can you just get rid of it?
Okay, you want to do it?
I'm begging you.
Do you want to pinch it off?
Well, I need a...
It's called... I think it's called Good Medicine. Is that what it was? Yeah. It's by Good Medicine. And I think a reader... Someone sent it to me. And I don't know whether they're a listener of the pod or just a follower of me. But it's called Rose Otto. And it retails at 32, which is for a quality rose, and this is quality, by the way, is fucking great. Because rose is just a good thing to have.
I like this.
Yeah.
How's the throw?
Honestly, I was mostly using in my alchemy with Field and Flora's Ferula and my Byredo Fleur Fantôme to create a floral dirt heaven. But I think the throw is good.
Yeah,
but I will say, when I did create the alchemy, Field and Flora dominated. So yeah. I almost wanted to put Field and Flora in another room and it would waft in and join the flowers.
This one I like a lot for 32. Otto, I don't know what that means, but when I don't like that element to like a rose candle as much as I like a rain or a dirt right. element. But I also do have really to say, like it.
I get a little frustrated when I went. So I lost the box for this, and I had to search through a ton of DMs to find the person that sent it to me and ask the brand, because on the candle, it's just there's nothing on it, which I don't love that.
So this is by a company called Good Medicine. I need of brand identifier and name.
Also, a chic branding on the side of a candle makes you feel safer because you get to look across the room and acknowledge the fact that that premium object is in your life. And this is just a black candle that you're like, I mean, it could be like a coffee mug.
The candles that I do appreciate that have no branding on them, but unique vessels, is LAFCO. They do a really good job of having like a colorful, like it's like a really pretty glass vessel that you know that it's not just like some like nameless whatever.
I give this a B+.
I give it a B.
It's good.
It's good.
But I'd also like to just say one other thing.
Say it, by all means.
That I've also discovered in the last 6 months, since this is sort of a recap, or 4 months, 3 months, 4 months.
What?
I don't actually think that the amount of hours they say that the candle has is ever actually the amount.
No, I
don't
think
so. Actually significantly less, which I would like to maybe to make a class action lawsuit because frankly, everyone's lying about the amount of hours it burns.
They are.
They're lying.
I haven't burned spiritus for nearly 30 hours.
No, it's supposed to be way more than 30 for a small candle. It's 60 to 70.
I know, but I'm like halfway done with it. And I'm thinking, or maybe even more than halfway done. And I definitely haven't burned it for that long.
I'm going to say this right now. I don't actually think I've burned a single candle that's but normal sized. It's ever lasted longer than 24 hours.
I have something to say now.
Oh, please say.
Okay, so what I feel like I really need to say is that when you're burning candles, and Seer says this in their instructions, so they say that after you do the initial burn where you make sure that the whole candle top is burned, mm-hmm. then blow it out. Then when you light it, you're only supposed to light it for like 1 or 2 hours max after that. So you're and that, I think if you did it and followed those directions, then you might get, the 60 hour.
Because when, really everything's liquid, all molten, it just starts going crazy.
Yeah.
But then you get a little more throw.
I know. It's like, it's a fucking, it's the devil's bargain.
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
It's fucked so up.
So I hate that they're like,
it's you get, drama.
You get to... 60 hours of burn time if you follow these insane instructions.
Yeah, well, do you, how badly do you want the burn time? What do you, pick your poison. You want to enjoy it for longer or you want to really just like relish in it? And like,
also the five wickers, they go down fast.
Yeah, because it's, we've talked about this.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
A lot
I just have to say it again.
I have to say as well that candles are a real reminder of how short life is on this world.
That is fucking true.
Yeah.
It's like having like 100 hour glasses.
Yeah.
It's just like you turn it and it's like, it's going to end.
Time is
soon.
Passing. It's going
to
end.
I said goodbye in the last week
to some faves.
To one Byredo and one Sear. And honestly, I've been sort of like equally distributing burns across. So I felt more safe.
Yeah.
But finally, you sometimes bite the bullet. And like, I wake up some days and I'm like, today's the day.
I know.
And I'm like, I look at right in the Byredo burning rose. I'm like, I'm going to let you burn till your death.
I got rid of my, or not got rid of, but burned through my whole rose diptyque. And it felt like good. But then I haven't been able to do it with any other candle because I just like can't.
Sometimes
let
you have
go.
To say goodbye.
I know. I'm having a real problem saying goodbye.
It's hard.
It's really hard.
All right, moving
okay,
on.
Okay, yeah. Next. Reader. Guys. More reader candles.
Oh, okay. Well, we have to do this one too.
I know. We're going to do
okay,
all of them.
Reader, reader, reader.
Okay, so we have
some more reader candles.
We have some more candles sent.
Which I
want to
say, I made a mistake in my candle purchasing because once readers saw that I bought so many candles, no one wanted to give me candles anymore. So not only did I spend money, but I don't get candle gifts anymore, and only Lars gets them.
It dried up.
Yeah.
And I was
so
like,
it's a big mistake.
God, Ed's getting so many candles. I need to get into the DMs and like start really responding to people and getting active again so I can get more candles. And it worked.
I know.
But I'm happy about that. Thank you. And I truly thank the readers who have sent in candles because it's been mage.
It okay. makes you feel safer
makes
day by day.
Makes me feel really safer. Much safer. Okay. So we had a reader who unhauled
some candles.
Oh my
God, I love this. This is a power move too.
This is a power move.
Also generous and nice.
Yeah, really
thoughtful.
Also,
you can sell semi-burned candles on eBay, by the way.
Oh, love that. I could do a lot of that. I've been meaning to get like list a bunch of shit on eBay. So maybe that will happen for me. Okay. Dear Lara, sorry these are getting shipped so late. I hate the post office as much as you do.
I mean, yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm with you. The post office is a fucking hellscape.
Just go to a FedEx center.
I'm obsessed with your candle haul. I'm trying to unhaul some candles myself. These two Otherland candles are the most intrusive, disgusting things I've ever smelled.
Oh my God. The shade.
That's not shade. That's just like fully.
Yeah,
she
that's
fucking
not shade.
Hates them.
That's a fucking shotgun to the face.
Yeah, that's shotgun. I do not rave about Otherland. One of these are so bad I had to use it outside in my pumpkin for Halloween.
This reader is iconic.
Like using a scented candle as just your like pumpkin candle.
I'm dying. I would have never even thought to do that. That's what I need to do. Oh my God. Oh my God. That is major.
For sending you these two horrible candles, I've included one of my favorite from Lunia Lights, which is Lichen and Moss. Hope you enjoy. Thanks for all the lols. You and Drosty are my fave. Love and light, Renee.
Love. Renee, I love Renee, that you did this move. Unhaul.
Okay, so let's go over the ones that are unhauled.
Yeah.
Because I actually didn't find them.
I sniffed them earlier and was not offended.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the candle.
That was
this
in
is the pumpkin.
Pumpkin
one. I didn't catch it the first time
this
I read
is
that
so
letter.
Strong. I can still smell it everywhere.
Yeah, it's a great one. The tomato one. Okay, there's still pieces of like just like pumpkin ash in the candle. I love it. It was just like, get it out of here.
Get it out.
I like this.
What's this one called?
This is called Tapestry.
Will you just read it? Because I want to like, sometimes the description helps me understand what I'm smelling.
Yeah.
This is a little sweet for me, but I don't hate it.
No, I don't hate it. I don't.
But
find
it is
it,
definitely.
It's. I get it. If
it's
you're
a little. It has that vanilla-ish element that I don't love.
I like a vanilla-ish sometimes.
Yeah, I know you do.
It makes me feel cozy.
I mean, it's definitely a C plus from me, but I'm dead that you had to put it outside in a
I love
pumpkin.
It. It's just like it has to just be get it in the pumpkin. It's limited edition.
I bet you're happy about that.
I can't even find this. It's not on their website or anything, and I can't really find...
It's gone. You can't even buy this.
You can't even buy this.
It's been unhauled for the world.
I guess they knew. Yeah. It wasn't a hit.
You put it in the pumpkin, and they took it off the market.
You cursed it. But it's kind of sweet, but it doesn't even matter, because you can't...
I don't hate it. It's a bathroom for me.
Yeah, that's like a C for me, actually. It's a C minus.
I gave it a C plus, which is weird. Well, okay, Otherland other must one? Have gotten some feedback about that because it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
This other one's called Suede, Sun and Sun Suede.
I like that.
I mean, Suede's not
Tony,
my...
Quiet.
Tones. Oh, I oughta.
Quiet. Okay.
For someone that doesn't like Suede, I actually don't mind this.
I
give it a B minus.
But I was gonna say, I think better than the.
Sometimes I have to be honest. When like a candle company has like a bunch of like misses, it's hard to like even see the hits anymore because the brand got ruined for you.
Yeah, I don't mind this though. This is feels to me like a summertime candle, like a summertime afternoon, and I'm liking that. I give this a B plus.
Oh, okay.
Sunsweet. Well, too bad you can't buy it. Sorry.
Yeah, is that one also discontinued?
Yeah, it's from some line of them that was discontinued.
They have paper caps, which is sort of interesting.
That's kind of a troll. I'd rather no cap than a paper
me
cap.
Too.
You
it
can't
just
put
feels
it
like, what are you
going to
do? And they're not even particularly pretty paper caps.
Yeah, I'm just not into the paper caps.
I don't get it.
Okay. Anyways, those were what was unhauled. But what was hauled to me is this one. That
it's a two wick?
It's a two wick, which I
love.
Like. Then it comes in
more
this.
Throw.
A cutie like cylinder packaging, which I'm appreciative of.
It's what company?
It's Linnaeus Lights.
What's it called?
That smells good. Moss and lichen. It's kind of perfumey, mossy.
I like it too, but I wish it went more for the... just straight greenery of it, and there's like some sort of vanilla sweetness in it that I'm like, you didn't need to do that.
I think maybe you're still get it. You have like residual vanilla.
Permanently.
Yeah.
I have a permanent vanilla problem.
You do with the sweetness.
But it's good. I just don't, if you were to give this to me, I wouldn't say the words moss or lichen.
What would you say?
Blindfolded? Like laundry.
Laundry? To me, it smells like green and fresh. Hmm. Interesting. I'm getting a little salty about you not being on the same page.
No, I like it. I like it. I would give it a B.
I give it an A minus.
All right, we got to move on. We're never going
to
finish. So we need to go on to.
Thank you.
Everyone
Renee.
Remembers.
Wait, we have more reader.
Are we still doing readers? Okay.
Yeah.
God, you did get a lot, huh?
An Australian reader sent me some Australian luxury candles.
Oh
some
my God.
Minis.
That makes me feel safe knowing it came from far. Knowing that its carbon footprint is bad makes me feel safe. Sorry, Greta. Just
kidding. Hey, Lara. I hope you love these three candles. I wanted you to try both of the rose scents to figure out which of the scents is the true winner. I also sent you the 1642 because it's my favorite. Love and light.
Ooh, what's the company called?
Maison Balzac. And they're like an
Balzac?
Australian. Balzac. B-A-L-Z-A-C.
Love. Mm-hmm. Suggestive.
So they do really chic like glassware, and then they also have candles.
What's the price point?
The price point is for a mini candle, which is the ones... These small ones, it's $29, and for a large, it's $69.
Wow, that's
a power that's price point.
Wow, that's $29 for that. That's all
that makes
Australian
me,
dollars.
No, American.
Holy shit!
That makes me like
those are
more.
Small too. Those are smaller than the mini Sears.
They're the mini like Diptyque size, I think.
Well, the mini Sears are bigger than that, even.
Really?
Yeah. So what this one's
This
called?
One's 1642. It's,
this reader really loves you.
I love her.
This is $90 they just sent you, plus shipping.
Chic.
I like this.
Violet Blackberry Cedarwood. A blackberry is an unexpected, because remember that heinous blackberry one that I took from you and then I just threw it away eventually.
Rude.
But what was I going to do? This one is really good. I give this an A.
I give it an A minus, I think. I'd love to know what the throw is on a mini.
The throw
is so small.
The throw is really good.
On a mini?
I mean, I haven't burned this one, but I burned one of the rose ones and the throw filled up an entire hotel room from a mini.
Traveling.
We have united with Dr. Lisa Cooper, Sydney-based artist, to create this candle as an ode to 17th century vanitas. It awakes the perfumes of Adrian Van Utrecht's painting room from the year 1642. Vanitas, still life with bouquet and skull, as an inquiry into the olfactory experience of viewing the image through alternative senses. Oh, so it's like an ode to a piece of art.
That's a power move, too.
That's a power. It's chic. It's an A. That's a power move, a candle.
I want to burn it.
I know. Then, this is the rose one that I burned already. And my favorite
rose
of the
ever?
Two rose. No, oh. Of the two roses. It's called La Rose.
I'm really excited to have two roses to compare. And we have a third from someone.
Chic.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
$29. It's just like here.
Tea rose, violet, and geranium.
Tea rose is that smell of my grandmother, but I like it.
Yeah. This also, my grandmother, Janine Balzac, used to wear Joy by Jean Patou and would fill her home with roses from the garden. Is she you?
That's literally what I want to be.
You're literally that. You are
this I don't wear candle rose creators. Perfume.
You but would. I would. You have. You've worn like a rose perfume.
Yeah, that's true. I'll mess with it a little bit.
You and liked it. It smelled great.
I know, but people are like, that reminds me of my grandma. It's like...
Oh, you you got to a place of Nana where you didn't want to be via your rose scent.
I don't know. I actually just don't wear perfume a lot.
She would dry the petals and keep them in glass jars.
Power.
She loved roses.
I should fucking do that. I've got a bunch of roses right here.
La Rose captures her deep love for this flower. La Rose is also available as a scented water. Chic. Mm-hmm. You know what's a real power move that
it's
I discovered?
Scented water. You spritz it?
Guess what I've made? Courtesy of Erewhon put this on my radar, but then this candle is an A+ for me.
It's an A.
A plus rose.
It's delish. It's juicy rose, which I love.
Mm-hmm. Juicier the better. You buy rose water, which is like highly concentrated rose like essence, and then you put some in your regular water, and then you get like just a rose water. And it is so delicious. I can't begin to tell you how delicious like a few drops of rose water into regular cold water is.
Interesting.
It's refreshing. It's aromatic. And then it's rose, which I think is good for you. Or at least makes you feel really safe and like something good is happening, which is that's all I need.
I'm dying to smell this other rose.
Okay, I'm getting it. This one is called
I'm glad
Le
I get to
rose.
See a box.
Yeah.
Le Rose or La Rose?
Yeah. This is rose, thyme, and cedar.
Oh, that sounds fun. Ooh, that's fun. I want this one.
You like that one?
You get
one?
It? Thanks.
We'll have to see about that. We have united with Miranda Skozek, Melbourne-based artist.
They really love uniting.
They love uniting with an artist.
Yeah.
But you know what? An artist created also this one, the Field and Florist.
Oh, really?
Matt Morris, an artist that they collaborate. The biggest power move you can do as a candle company is to collaborate with an artist.
Yeah.
That's becoming a recurring theme.
Well, that's why I want to make my own. So anyone out there, I want to make one.
To create a candle as an ode to the colors of her painting, Size Blooms, 2013, oil, acrylic, and enamel on canvas, as seen on the candle box. The color pink is symbolized by notes of rose petals, the color gray by notes of thyme leaves, and the color orange by the dust of cedarwood.
Ooh.
Mm.
I love that one. It's a unique rose, which I appreciate.
They're saying 18 burn hours.
I don't believe that. That's literally impossible.
I probably burn mine for like 4 hours.
Really?
Yeah. 2 hours each time. I like La Rose better than Le Rose.
I like them both.
I like.
I'd love to know the burn. I'd love to know the throw.
For some reason, I feel like Le Rose has less of a throw than La Rose.
I give them both A's.
Yeah, this is an A. All three A's. And like Le Rose was an A+.
This is a great company.
Great company.
I'd love more. I'd love full-size versions.
Yeah, the full-size, 69.
Check eBay. I'll look soon.
Okay, so that covers all the readers.
I think it does cover all the readers.
Thank you so much for sending us all these candles that we've talked about. It's always insane to me that you care enough to send gifts, and then it makes me feel really happy, and I just love it.
I love it too. So don't forget about me.
Don't forget about me. I too love gifts. Okay, let's all right, move on.
We have to move on to, as everyone remembers in an early episode, Rain by Field Apothecary was the candle of the
week.
It was
a smash hit. That
and
was
honestly, we they made that sold candle go out.
Viral.
Yeah,
it went viral within out. The babe community, and they sold.
And I kept seeing it on people's stories, like everyone loved it. No one was bummed. And as a result, Field Apothecary sent us more of their candles. And yes. Also, again, thank you. They sent me and Lara each our own individual package of three
candles. Huge, huge, huge thank you for
and
that.
And the same candles, our relationship, so we didn't even have to fight.
Yeah.
We just got the same.
I was really worried. You spiked my candle anxiety because I just got nervous.
I know.
You know me. Everyone knows how I get.
I just...
So...
I'm gonna say this right now, guys. Field Apothecary...
They're one to watch. It. They are one to watch. In the candle community.
Yeah, I would feel threatened if I worked at Sear or Diptyque or Byredo or any of the big ones. And I would literally be like, who is this newcomer and how are they killing it so
They're
hard?
Killing it with a price point.
That's 55.
55, which feels extremely reasonable and great. It makes
and I will
me
say, these do
more.
Have a long burn. I've now, since
they do
I
have
ran,
a long burn.
They're really long.
And they have... Okay. Wait.
A great throw.
Great throw. So they sent us each a rain,
yeah,
which you've heard us talk about, and then they sent us peat and hay.
So peat is it's described as birch, rose, and earth.
Jeez.
Honestly, it's delicious. They have never. I've yet to have a scent of theirs that doesn't get an A. So just so you know, all theirs get an A from me. My only thing I want to warn people is the peat doesn't have as much of a throw as rain or hay. But I fucking love the smell. It's great for maybe like a TV room that's smaller.
Huge to know.
Well, I want people to know.
That's great. Yeah, no, I'm making fun, but it is really good.
People need
also,
to know.
If you live in Ireland, it's £35. So it's actually like a great cost for you too. Or if you live in the United Kingdom.
I wonder what it is in euros.
Peat candle... Essential oils, bays, rose, and incense, rock and rose cedar, amber and musk, vetiver, patchouli, and vanilla.
That's a vanilla that I can fuck with because it's so faint.
Yeah, and it feels, it's not like, you know, vanilla kind of doesn't have a so super sweet scent if you actually are smelling like vanilla.
If you're using vanilla properly.
Mm.
It's so good.
Yeah,
it's
they
so
all get
good.
A's. This it's makes so me feel... Good. Like, I'm dying to go back to Ireland because of Field Apothecary.
Me too. I want to visit the studio. I want to befriend the woman who's making them.
I know.
I want to talk. I want to spend half a year there. She can't get rid of me.
I want to make a candle with them. I want to force my American self upon their Irish sensibilities and be like, no, we'll make a candle together. Trust me.
I want nothing more than to make a candle with Field Apothecary. I will pay for my flight to come make it with you and market it like crazy. I'm serious. I want
to
do it.
To make a candle trailer.
I'll
make a short film.
We'll put everything into it if we can do this. So if you're listening, Field Apothecary, please let us know.
Make a short film about the
I'll pay for my Airbnb.
I want to make a documentary about.
You don't have to pay anything.
The creation of the candle, and then I want
to
make a short
sell it to
film,
Netflix.
A short film that is huge. Just to sell the candle.
Yeah, we're gonna do both.
Both behind the scenes.
Ugh.
Okay, Pete A. That's just
okay. But here's the thing: we gave Rain an A plus, and I have to say. Hay is an A plus too. So Pete is
like
just a
more?
Small step.
Sophie's choice. What do you like more? You're going to get pushed into a volcano.
And oh my
you
God.
Have to just choose one candle that will burn and have a great throw and soothe you as you die in lava. Which one are you choosing?
Oh, I guess.
Three, rain. Two. Okay.
But that's really hard. That's a big Sophie's
now
choice.
Now you're dead. So I think you would be happy.
How about you? I fucking love hay.
I love hay, but rain. Rain all the way.
But hay is so close to rain. It's like...
It's more... It's
like
hay.
Fresh grass more.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's fresh grass in the barn. I think there are like pigs and barn animals around, but it doesn't smell like them. It just smells like hay.
Yeah.
And like, you're just like, oh my God, I love animals so much.
But you don't have to smell the animals.
They don't smell at all. They're the perfect animals.
Yeah. They're perfect animals that you're experiencing.
They're so sweet and the sun glistens in and it like hits their little animal hairs.
And then
sunlight,
everything smells like this.
Oh my God.
I don't catch the spearmint in that, which it says on the description. You do?
Just like on the end of it, there's kind of a bit of a minty. This is so good. I can't wait to burn it. Oh, God, field.
Honestly, I need to have like backups to feel safe, I think, with these as well. These are backup ones.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I start to get nervous.
I don't feel safe that my rain has been started to burn.
Yeah.
Like it just like immediately.
I have a little bit left over my original rain. So I do feel pretty safe about having like a fully packaged inbox rain in my cabinet, knowing that it's there if I need a rain moment.
Love.
Oh, I love hay. I love them both. God, so she's iconic.
She's iconic.
Someone needs to do like a huge story on her for something.
I know.
2020. I don't know.
Maybe it needs to be me.
Someone needs to do something.
We need to keep going now. Oh, yeah. This is another Rita one from Amanda.
I like that one.
Yeah. Sel de Mer by Seda France.
It's yummy. It's like ocean salt.
It is ocean salt. I like it a lot.
I give that one a B plus.
I give it an A minus. That's putting me
I'm excited to burn it.
Yeah.
Might burn it tonight, actually. To feel the vibe. Think that'll go good with raclette? Just kidding. Raclette's so stinky. We're making raclette tonight.
Raclette needs to be paired with a candle that... I think we could find a seer. We could find a seer that would really do it. I honestly think spiritus and raclette would pair really well.
I think Resto might work well with raclette. Like tobacco-y.
Maybe, yeah. One of the two.
Wait, are we done? Oh, no, wait.
No, we have one. We just have one more.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. Oh, wait, we have this by Rado too. Okay, so I hauled so many by Rados on my initial purchase when I was so excited about the brand that I just found one in my cabinet called Bohemia. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah, I really like this.
It's
this
leathery.
Is sweet. This is sweet.
It's a little sweet. I'm not going to lie. I can't deny it.
Your sweet it is all over the map. I need more descriptors in the future if we ever haul candles
again.
Okay,
I'll tell you that I would not buy this for myself again and I give it a B. I wouldn't buy it.
This reminds me of Bibliotech, like almost exactly, except it doesn't have that like paper smell. I like this. I give it a B.
Yeah. It's not the best.
And
if you're going to spend.
I'm not spending
for
$80.
I'm telling you
I'm
again.
Not doing it.
Vanquish, Apocalyptic.
Vanquish is good and Apocalyptic.
And Fleur Fantôme.
Fleur Fantôme
and
I was
Burning
TBD.
Rose.
Okay. Now moving on to one.
Final one. The final review ever of candles. If you're lucky, we'll come back someday.
Maybe we'll come back someday.
Let us know if you want more and we'll think about that. TBD.
I don't like saying like the final or like saying never. That's like too final for me. I mean, I'll accept you saying
that. I like
that.
The drama.
You love the drama.
Yeah.
The drama ignites anxiety in me because it's just too much drama for me to handle.
You don't like thinking that it could be never.
I know. I don't. Even though I know that you don't mean never.
It could be. I might. It looks like the ball's in my court.
It really is. But I know that the ball's in my court because I know you would do this.
I feel safe knowing the ball's in my court.
I feel safe knowing that the ball is truthfully in my court. I like both of us knowing
we
that the ball is
in
our own
court.
Yeah. Makes us both feel safe. Okay, Burning Bazaar.
Okay, this one is...
Did we do this one?
Did we?
I can't remember.
You can pull it up on Facebook, the most recent spreadsheet. I love this one so much.
We did do this.
Shit. Well, I just want to say again, That Burning Bazaar by Diaz-Nderga is iconic and delicious, and I love it. So,
oh my god,
we did it.
Also, who did this?
The spreadsheet list? Person needs. Honestly, we need to together as a joint effort send the spreadsheeter a candle.
Yeah,
I think they deserve it. So
this is truly.
They've done every single episode, typed out all our answers, everything.
For anyone who wants to see the most comprehensive Google spreadsheet of all ratings of all candles that we've talked about on this podcast, go to Lars Marie on Instagram, and in the link in bio is the spreadsheet document.
It's Maggie Armstrong.
Okay.
Maggie, we're going to get you a chic candle together. And
you've
also
really killed it on the spreadsheet.
Also, can I just say, I just pulled it up, and 7 minutes ago, she's thinking about us. She posted her fan art.
Oh,
she's
wow.
She's drawing Sears on the iPad.
Oh my God. I love that.
Maggie. You're iconic.
You're the iconic. You're the biggest fan.
And it's kind of a seer head in the flame.
Wow. That's amazing.
You really killed it.
You really did.
Oh my God. Wait, there was something we were going to talk about tail end of this episode.
At the tail end of the episode, we were going to talk about our top five MVP candles.
So I think it's safe to say that Tomb of the Eagles, Diaz-Nderga's is a top five for me.
Okay.
I would also like to say that this is hard because I'm getting into tricky territory, but I would say that Spirit of Sancti Seer is a top five.
Yeah, that one is truly, I'll never forget that candle.
And honestly, Fleur Fantôme by Byredo is a top five for me. And I just need people to accept that. I might have rated an A minus months ago.
You won't stop talking about it.
I won't stop talking about it. It just reminds me of like tulips and flowers, and it's just so good. Rain is another top five. That's four.
Okay.
Which means I only have one left, which is really hard. And honestly, I haven't picked a rose, which is kind of crazy, considering how much I love
Rose. Yeah, considering how much you love Rose.
Ooh.
I would say one of the roses is your favorite.
I don't know if it's Nudesse, though.
I feel like it's either Diptyque Rose.
I think it's Diptyque Rose, if I'm going to be honest. Yeah. And I want to be honest with you.
I want you to be honest.
And I was wondering whether Diptyque was going to make a cameo in the top five, but they just sneaked in with that rose.
Yeah. My top five is Rain, Nudesse, Over Rose. Oh, my God.
It's great.
That candle truly saves my life when I light it. Spirit of Sancti, honestly.
Which a lot of people I know don't like. So
I know,
controversial.
You know how I feel about that. More for me.
Yeah.
Santal by Diptyque.
Interesting.
And my fifth one is hard to say.
Not
Mandarin
Tomb of the Eagles?
Tea. Mandarin Tea.
Interesting. I'm just so grateful to have had this experience. The knowledge that we've accumulated is massive.
It's been beautiful.
I have
candles.
Influenced myself to the point of psychosis.
Of needing to take a step back.
From influencing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have truly too many candles.
Yeah. I've influenced myself.
But that doesn't mean don't send me any.
Yeah. So I've influenced myself at a level I feel totally comfortable with, and like I'm happy with all my purchases. And I'm just happy to have done this podcast. It was so much fun. Thank you for being on this journey with me.
Thank you for hauling. Thank you for having me to haul. And let us know what we should haul next.
Yeah. Give us suggestions. I'm still really wanting to do an animal haul.
That would be chill.
Yeah. Because you know we're going to South Africa.
Do you spend 24 hours with it?
I don't know. I keep thinking about like hauling
animals.
You're
like, a rhino in the house is not so soothing.
Just like interfacing with animals and like how
you rate them.
I would
love to play with
a
sugar glider. If any reader in the LA area has a sugar glider, I'm dying to meet one IRL.
That would make a great haul.
I've always been intrigued about sugar gliders. They're like weird but cute, but also like, I don't know if I love or hate them, but I read they die if they're alone. They need a partner.
Oh, wow. That's a big
loneliness.
It's a power move. I got really into turtles this week because I follow this one turtle named Helix on Instagram. Mm-hmm. That's like a disabled turtle, but it has little wheels that it chooses its color of wheels every day that helps him get around. He's the sweetest little guy. And then I was like, maybe I need to get some turtles. Like, that is a vibe that I could really get into. But then I researched, and turtles are weirdly very high maintenance.
Yeah, they need a lot of special things.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, it's not really meant to be with me and a turt.
I also want to say, because I'm just noticing, I didn't talk about the fact that when you order things from Byredo, sometimes they send you, I got a chic Byredo snow globe keychain.
I'm trying to find that on eBay because I actually really love that.
Because it really, it's a reminder of safety.
Yeah, I think it was Christmas time. Did you get it around Christmas time? And it's like a snow globe of a teeny little Byredo perfume inside the snow globe on a keychain. It's really next level.
It's pretty major.
Pray for us that we get to the Byredo store opening somehow.
Same guy, I believe, that had the connection with Field and Flora also knew someone working like in PR or something for the Byredo opening. So I really hope if we get invited to the Byredo opening, I'll consider another episode. It's in my court.
All right. Well, until next time, keep hauling.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God.
Wait.
We're actually back.
We're back.
Because
we found one more candle we didn't review.
We quit too soon, and there is one more candle that we haven't reviewed that we're going to review right now.
So my friend Richard of Chandelier Creative also...
He
makes candles. Three, I believe. This one's the Climbing Tuscan Rosemary. There's another tomato one of his.
And I know, then which is a really good one.
A sage one. And his... What's power move of his candle company... is that it's single note candle. So it's just like, basically, it's just rosemary, but it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, he doesn't try to like get too crazy with the concoctions, but it's actually a really good mood.
This is an A for me.
It's an A as well. And also, it's a great price point. And what's it say on the back?
20% of the profits are donated to community projects.
Amazing.
I'd love to know.
The company's called, I think it's called Owl Bureau, which is his bookstore. And I think it's under the name Owl Bureau. Or does it say Flamingo Estate?
Flamingo Estate.
Okay, so that's a different company. It's Flamingo Estate Candles.
28-hour burn. Also an honest burn. That seems honest.
Yeah, they're not
trying to
like
giving you say like a
60.
70. Single note. Ugh. Handcrafted in sunny LA with 20% of profits donated to community projects. In 1940, two visionary entrepreneurs arrived in California with a dream to build an earthly paradise in the hills above LA. It became home to a pioneering erotic film company, pirate radio station, and secluded creative retreat. Painstakingly restored by Richard Christensen and the team from Chandelier Creative, Flamingo Estate continues to inspire as a center for creative expression, while its thriving orchard and garden play host to over 150 new species of flowers, plants, birds, bees, and butterflies.
We've both been to Flamingo Estate, and honestly, if we were hauling estates, it's an A++++. It's the best use of money for design and like estate that I've ever seen.
Did
There's nothing
there?
Not tasteful. Yeah.
That's chic.
But he uses it for events and stuff. It's a sprawling, sprawling, gorgeous estate with like honeybee hives and like a giant bathhouse.
Estates like that are meant to be shared, and he's sharing. And
he loves to share.
He loves to share, and it makes me feel really safe when I'm there. And the safest part of Flamingo Estate, I would say, is the bathroom or the bathtub that's off property.
Yeah. So they built on property but off
on
house
property
site.
But off house site. There's a bathtub in front of a fireplace in like a catacomb, essentially. With stained glass windows that you open up and then you view like
the mountains.
The mountains. It's insane. And it is the safest bathtub I've ever seen in my life.
It's really, really major. There's not one area. I've never seen anyone with an attention to detail more on point than Richard, because you literally can't do anything there without noticing a detail.
Yeah.
Like even like the toilet, like everything, like toilet paper, like matchboxes, like little, like it's just like every little thing everywhere is like perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Even the like little like shanty herb drying hut down the hill.
Oh yeah.
Which is like a chic place for like scents and like dried herbs and vegetables, and like I think they grow wheat. I don't even know. They do all sorts of stuff.
It's insane. Hats off to the chandelier.
Yeah, it's A++++.
So this is Flamingo Estate. Where do you get it if you want to buy these candles?
You can get it at the Owl Bureau or online. The Owl Bureau is in Highland Park. It's
okay,
a bookstore.
Just Google Flamingo Estate, and then you'll find the candle. Wait, Flamingo how Estate much candle. Is that a candle?
I believe 50.
Okay. That's chic to me.
Yeah. I like the branding and the container too, by the way.
That scent I smell. Now I'm just like, I love.
So we thought we were done reviewing candles and we lit Woods by Byredo because we both felt like it was what we needed. Yeah, we just want you to know that that's burning.
So now we're actually really going to go. Yeah. And then
we're going to record the bonus.
Yeah, and we'll record the bonus. You can listen to that if you go to patreon.com/babepodcast. For $5 a month, you get access to, I think there's 100 bonus episodes now. Or maybe not 100, but there's a fuckload of bonus episodes. So check them out. And until next time, bye. Ooh, yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.